from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
I love this. This is my type of party. I love this.
Afternoons on the Score.
Talking Bears. They have training camp tomorrow. Pretty exciting.
How about Daniel Van Kirk's story about you two, who we're hearing right here off the air, about the sphere?
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Dude. I mean, like, you ever time it out perfectly so you go to a sporting event for incredibly low money at just the right time? Like, you're playing StubHub Chicken or that kind of thing. Like, I used to be able to do it when I was in college in Boston. You used to be able to just show up in, like, the eighth inning to Fenway Park, and they'd have opened the gates to let people out.
Yeah.
And you just walk in.
That's awesome.
I went to tons of Red Sox games. Just walking in for the eighth inning. Van Kirk's story was buying a StubHub ticket for $5 and seeing U2 just before the encore. Saw an hour's worth of the hits for $5 at the Sphere.
Yeah, that seems like a hack. If you know that the encore is going to be an hour long and you can get it for $5, I mean, for Bernstein, it's the perfect length of a concert.
That's exactly right.
Why pay for full pro? Why pay for a three-hour show? $800 for a three-hour show. Standing room only was the thing, like, for Cubs games. They would sell you SRO tickets, couldn't get into the bleachers, but if the team wasn't very good, and the ushers are only really down at the lower levels, sit in any seat in the 200s with the overhang.
With the standing room only ticket.
$10.
Yeah,
and then you might have to move around if someone shows up and is like, hey, you're in my seat. It's like, oh yeah, but there's 28,000 people here. It holds 40. There's another seat right next to it.
I did used to love going to White Sox games and paying for the cheapest ticket on the lower bowl that I could possibly find. And the usher situation, this was in my 20s. The usher situation was horrific. And you could just go down and sit absolutely
sit
anywhere
in the front row.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just go all the way down and do that, which is a very lovely thing.
Talking about most interesting Bears teams other than 85, and if this team's got a shot at it on a curating basis, Jerry's in Mokina. He's on the Parkinson Spiegel Show. Go ahead, Jerry.
Yeah, the team that went to the Super Bowl had a bunch of characters, Urlacher and Devin Hester, and I think that was probably one of the biggest character teams going. I'm really, you know, it's hard to really take it in, the anointing of this kid. He hasn't thrown a pass, our new quarterback, and people are talking like he's the second coming. You know, I want to see him do something before we do anything. I just don't understand his first time out and against our defense. He throws a bunch of interceptions. I mean, that's all forgotten.
No, it's not. It's not forgotten. Let's talk about it. You do realize that a big part of the anointing, or the excitement anyway, is that he doesn't have to do as much as – he doesn't have to show up and throw for a crazy amount of yards and be a hero because the team's really good around him. You realize that? It's the souped-up car, like Brad Biggs was saying on the morning show. That's a massive part of the excitement. It's not just about the quarterback.
I totally agree with that. The team around him is fantastic. But he still has to throw a pass. He still has to make the reads. 7-on-7, he had super players around him. And he still threw a bunch of interceptions.
As he should.
So the bottom line is, he needs to step it up and show us what he can do. Look at how well Cutler did after coming out of the Broncos and a trade and everything, and then he gets here and he's nothing. So I want to see, I mean, the bottom line is with the Bears, if you're developing a quarterback, it doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen.
So you, I'm just curious, are you saying wait and see, or you don't think he will be good?
I want to see wait and see. I want to see what happens. I want to see what's going on.
Allow yourself to dream a little bit. Allow yourself to have some positivity. Allow yourself to have a little bit of optimism. It's okay.
I do have positivity, but what I would like to do is go out and get Tannehill and have him be his guide and help him on the bench, sit him on the bench, and if something happens, then we have a backup quarterback who didn't play NAIA football, who had a pullback playbook. Let's be smart about things.
I thought you wanted Chris Tannehill.
Now, I get you. I mean, it's the rest of the roster screams winning year, right?
The quarterback screams winning year.
In the modern NFL, the quarterback screams winning year
as
well.
It's not ridiculous to have a rookie quarterback have a winning year.
No, it is not. It is crazy to see a rookie quarterback do what CJ Stroud did. That's an incredible bar, and that is the exception to the rule.
But it's not a singular exception.
Well, his numbers and success, I think, were singular in terms of rookies.
Not in terms of touchdowns. Not in terms of yards.
But in terms of overall efficiency, all-time rookie quarterback yards and touchdowns.
Touchdowns not close. He was 23 passing touchdowns last year. Herbert has the record with 31. The fact that Stroud had over 4,000 passing yards with only 5 interceptions.
Uh-huh.
That the efficiency was crazy, and he won a playoff game.
Number 3 all time for yards as a rookie is indeed CJ Stroud. So yeah, you're right. Herbert and Luck before that,
and Luck had 18 picks to go with it,
mm-hmm.
and 40-something sacks, and Herbert only had 10 interceptions. So, I mean, we've seen good rookie quarterback seasons recently and winning seasons by rookie quarterbacks. I mean, Luck won 11 games. Herbert, I think, only won 8 or 9 games that year.
C.J. Stroud, 3rd all-time in quarterback rating as a rookie. Dak Prescott, 4th-round pick in 2016. 104.9, Robert Griffin III, and then C.J. Stroud. But then Russell Wilson, Jake Browning. He didn't...
There you go.
Yeah, whatever. And then Justin Herbert. So look...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
And so, yeah, okay, there are a few. There are a few. But he doesn't have to be a superstar with everything else. He doesn't have to have a superstar season. And that'll be a lot of the topic of conversation. It is an opportunity to be optimistic or not for a lot of Bears fans.
Yes, and I will choose optimism. The Gridiron Assassin has texted in what Grody said was his most interesting team since 85 when he talked to us off air. He said, don't sleep on the 0-1 Bears. Angelo is hired. Jerron is on thin ice. Jerron brings in Washington and Traylor to put 700 pounds of beef in front of Urlacher. They lose to 2 teams in the regular season. Jim Miller gets the 13-3 Bears to a playoff bye. Jerron, coach of the year.
Yeah.
That was That was an interesting, fun team. And then the point that Bernstein was making.
But it was Jim Miller the whole time. You're like, really?
Right.
Really? This is happening? We can do this? But, you know, it did. It had a very, very special feeling up until the Eagles' destruction in the playoffs.
Yeah, and the Mike Brown games and everything that came with it. And obviously, Traylor and Washington were just a sight to behold on the same defensive line together. The other thing that Bernstein made the point off air of, guys who you still care about who still matter in this town. Forte, Briggs, Tillman, Olin. Those guys have...
Peanut, man. Yeah, Peanut Tillman. Yesterday, we played Peanut Tillman's speech to the Bears that the Bears TV productions of 1900 Football Drive put out. Peanut matters. Yeah, no, there's a bunch of dudes from those teams, without a doubt.
Mark in Naperville's on the score. What up, Mark?
Hey, I was wondering, you guys are talking about interesting storylines with the Bears in the offseason. What about the arranged marriage between Mike Martz and Jay Cutler back in the early 2010s?
Crazy interesting.
Yeah, I mentioned that season for sure, and that dynamic was a huge, huge piece of it.
It's a huge piece of it, too, because the Lovey defense was designed to go along with the Martz offense. Like, Greatest Show on Turf and Lovey's Bend But Don't Break defense were, like, designed to be together. So here they were together, and just the ugliness. Tell Martz I said F you. I mean, that whole season was unbelievably compelling.
Dino in Mount Greenwood is on the score.
Can you believe that happened?
One second, Dino.
Yeah,
one second.
Yeah, we had a quarterback who said, and it was caught on microphone, tell my offensive coordinator I said F you.
That's a good one. Aaron Cromer as the leak apologizing to the team, though, is also a can you believe that happened. They've had a lot of dysfunction, not a lot of national QRA, because a lot of these examples are why they were so interesting in Chicago. These are not crossover, national, everybody cares about your team levels of interesting. Dino in Mount Greenwood on the score. What up, Dino? Sorry about that.
Hi. I think I'm going to end the segment because the only right answer here, and this is actually coming from the Twitch mob, by the way, is 1986. You have all the same guys from 85. On top of that, you drafted Neil Anderson, and I believe that might be the roster for Tecmo Bowl. I might be mistaken. It might be 87. But if you're talking about Q rating, and if 85 is the pinnacle, 86 has got to be the right answer. I mean, that's also the Charles Martin year where he body slammed McMahon, and that's the reason why they lost in the playoffs.
And you didn't even get to Doug Flutie yet. Doug Flutie is here.
Doug Flutie is the rookie. Glenn Klosowski is the last pick. Good Polish kid. I mean, it's not fun to just go 1 year out.
Exactly.
Like
it feels
like
you're cheating.
Out.
You and the Twitches, you're cheating.
Yeah. But congratulations on the arrogance of thinking you're going to end the segment.
And Charles Martin, I never say anything other than rest his soul, but may he rot and burn in hell. Period. New paragraph.
All right, that's a good point.
I never say anything other than rest his soul, but may he rot and burn in hell. Those two sentences next to each other. I think the real answer, if I can end the segment, okay?
I mean, Dino should have ended the segment if we're following our clock.
Right.
So he was right about that.
I'm going to go ahead and end it.
Okay.
The real answer is this year. It's the real answer.
Point of the exercise.
Yeah. This year right now. Yeah,
isn't that how we teased it? Like,
yeah.
So what I'm saying is this has been a colossal waste of time.
This life in radio?
This life.
This life. Yeah. The entire thing. We're going to the Cubs game with a member of the Twitch mob, right? One of the Twitch mob members won the one.
Skizot.
Yeah. Skizot won tickets.
He's so straight the way he goes by Skizot.
That's
perfect. That's tomorrow. We're hanging out in the suite with listeners.
It's going to be great.
The luxury suite at Wrigley Field.
That's where the Cubs play.
Yeah, and that's where the suite is.
It's a good place for it.
Tanny's going to be there.
Who are they playing?
Diamondbacks.
Ooh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
It's a good team. They were the team of the moment on Hit and Run
Who's
past
pitching?
Sunday.
Wow. Yeah. Not only were they in the World Series, but they were also the team of the moment.
They really were.
They hung a banner.
They should have.
For being team of the moment.
Can you believe the Cubs and the Diamondbacks both have pitchers named TBD, and they're both throwing tomorrow?
Yeah.
What a coincidence.
Wow.
It's crazy. Diamondbacks have been really good lately.
All right, end it.
Parkins and Spiegel on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.